Well, Scott Morrison has said sorry. Sorry for missing his targets on the COVID-19 vaccine rollout after yesterday refusing repeatedly to utter that word. He's also turning to pharmacies to try to further speed up the rollout after another day of record vaccinations yesterday. Hundreds more chemists will start administering AstraZeneca injections by the end of the month and thousands in the weeks following. But the swirling questions about who should get that shot has seen Scott Morrison return to questioning the advice of the expert body ATAGI and lamenting the impact of its concerns on AstraZeneca and the rollout so far. Here's political reporter Tom Lowry.
Early this morning, a long-awaited delivery of AstraZeneca vaccines arrived at Quinnons Pharmacy in the Western Sydney suburb of Cabramatta. It's a key hotspot in Sydney's COVID-19 outbreak. Quinnons says the phone has been ringing for days.
They're asking, you know, do you have it? We're getting phone calls every single day. It was only 3 days ago there was phone calls every 5 minutes. My pharmacist said, this is ridiculous. I need to do some other work.
His is one of dozens of pharmacies in the area slated to join the rollout from Monday and ease the burden of AstraZeneca shots on GPs and state clinics. While there is plenty of demand, there is hesitancy too.
When we say AstraZeneca, they're hesitant, but we try to explain to them that one in 250,000 we'll probably get a blood clot, and that blood clot is quite safe. We can, you know, if you've got an ambulance, you go to hospital, you know, within hours, you know, it's not a problem.
The Prime Minister is turning to pharmacies to accelerate the vaccine rollout.
Bringing in the pharmacists earlier than we'd planned, but you know, mid-year was always an opportunity for us, means that we can get more horsepower behind the AstraZeneca vaccines, but particularly I'm concerned about ensuring that we get those over 70 in particular getting vaccinated.
Hundreds more pharmacies will join the rollout by the end of this month, and thousands will join over the coming weeks. They were originally supposed to play a greater role from as early as May, but that was pushed back until around September and is now being brought forward again. Until Moderna arrives, they'll only be offering AstraZeneca to anyone aged 18 and over through the same informed consent process as at GPs. The ATAGI advice remains that Pfizer is the preferred vaccine for those under 60, but those in that age group in outbreak areas should consider AstraZeneca. Scott Morrison today returned to his concerns around the vaccine expert body's advice.
My simple point is that the balance of risk has shifted, and therefore, based on the balance of that risk shifting, what, if any, is the change in the advice that ATAGI would provide? Because I'm very concerned that, of course, the advice that had come previously has caused some hesitation amongst people, particularly older people.
New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard aired similar sentiments earlier. As case numbers continue a slow climb in Sydney, he worries he's got plenty of vaccine, but not enough takers.
We're awash with AstraZeneca, but because of messaging that's come out, obviously, from both the advisory body and then translated by the federal government over the last few months, it's made people very hesitant to go and take the AstraZeneca.
But in Victoria, Health Minister Martin Foley was less comfortable with the ATAGI conversation.
They are the most preeminent physicians and experts in their field, and they respond to the inquiries and the issues that governments put to them. So I've got nothing but praise and support for what ATAGI have been doing throughout this whole pandemic.
On Thursdays, the Therapeutic Goods Administration releases a weekly safety update on both COVID-19 vaccines. Today it reported two more deaths from the very rare blood clots linked to AstraZeneca. One was a 44-year-old man from Tasmania and the other a 48-year-old woman from Victoria. Both developed clots after their first dose. There have been a total of five deaths from the rare blood clots in Australia from 6 million vaccine doses administered. The Prime Minister was asked about the deaths.
I feel for their families in those situations, and this is the terrible impact that pandemics have when you're responding to pandemics. But I do know that if vaccination rates, as we see, particularly for those who are older, are not where we want them to be, then people's lives are at risk.
And after steadfastly refusing to utter the word sorry on the vaccine rollout yesterday, he today offered this.
I'm certainly sorry that we haven't been able to achieve the marks that we had hoped for at the beginning of this year. Of course I am.
The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison. Our reporter there was Tom Lowry.